Welcome. This is the Interbet podcast for the Tuesday meeting at Kenilworth. Mark van Deventer going through the card. The first race is off at 12:15. It's a maiden juvenile plate for fillies over 1,000 meters. Most of them are firsters, so there's insufficient data, so I'm going to give it a miss. Likewise, the second race, many of them have run, but have not really shown a great deal. So the same advice would apply. You need to look at the prelims closely, the canter past, and follow the moves on the Interbet exchange. Race 3, B Stakes, over 1,400 meters. Bear in mind that the track will be soft. You'll need to factor that into your calculations. We're on the winter course. That's with the short running, so it generally favors horses able to race handy and then kick at the top of the short straight. Scottish Kiss, Pump It Up, and Miami Summer, all trained by Justin Snaith, are the horses that I would focus on here. He's also got Mentor Emanu in, who's the likely leader, but Pump It Up in particular ran really well behind Jet Force in April, and then again had a very tough trip behind Cafe Culture, who ranked the form in the Grade 2 Golden Horse. So Pump It Up to me is the one. Scottish Kiss is also respected. Look at that excellent run over the course and distance to Snow Pilot on the 31st of January. And Miami Summer ran some good speed figures early in its career prior to arrest and gelding. The Pick 6 starts in race 4, which is a class 5, over 1,400 meters. A few here with chances. Final Call for Candace Bass and Veal. La Patrona from the same yard ran well behind Cutie the Tootie, so jumps from a low draw. This race is over 1,400 meters as well. And Peaches and Cream looks to have a good chance also. So whereas the third could be dominated by Snaith Racing, the fourth looks in the grip of Bass Racing. Andre Nell's got Pushing Limits in here, who's entitled to get into the mix. And as we'll see later, Andre Nell has actually got a very, very strong hand across Tuesday's card. Race 5 is a case in point. Here, Nell saddles Cork Bay, who came back from a lengthy layoff to win, earning a speed figure of 94. Beating Blind Date, who did us a favor last time when franking the form. Worldly is always a late running threat and is waited to get a little bit closer to Cork Bay. Bear in mind this race is now over 1250 meters and will be run around the turn. Escarpment is a wet weather specialist who may wake up. He's got a lower draw. Kelp Forest also should go nicely under these circumstances. I'll be watching our old friend Yamazaki, has done best over a mile or so, but if these sprinters go too hard and there's a bit of a pace meltdown, who knows, maybe he could come out fresh and swoop late. Race 6 is the winter sprint, 1,200 meters, All the Rage and the US of A are the horses with good speed figures of 105 and 107 respectively. So they're probably the ones to go for, but there's a little bit of a query over the US of A over a stiff 1200, and All the Rage hasn't run for 101 days. Of interest is Beware the Bomb, officially best weighted, suffered a terrible trip last time when bumped at the start and then unable to get to clear running. That was behind Cafe Culture. Don't be surprised if Beware the Bomb pops up. There's lots of speed here. Sardinia Bay, Unbel D. So they should go pretty hard. Dance Variety's got a chance at the weight. Demanding Dave, just not sure about him on a soft surface. Dumbledore also a factor. In race 7, the Winter Mile, a punting opportunity. Gallic Dream, form is very solid. He handles the soft ground. Drawn 5, he'll get every opportunity to record his fifth victory. Pay the Palace got blocked on the rail last time and may come to light with a cleaner trip. please note Keegan DeMello is not driving, just waiting on replacements. Towards the outside, chasing the rainbow, drawn 10, which is a little bit of a problem. Impressive last time, when romping home on soft ground over 1400. So chasing the rainbow, I make the main danger to Gaelic Dream. Single race exotic players include Major Master, Swantec as well. And then you've got your top weights, Magic Verse and Sugar Mountain. Race 8, three horses that you can use to lock up your pick sixes and jackpots. I spoke about the strong hand that Andre Nell has on the card. He's got Bourbon King here, who won its maiden very comfortably, just needs to run straight. Ballsy Rossi, chance much better last time under Faree behind Trip to Camelot in a false run race. And Super Viking was backed heavily last time and got run out of it by his stable mates. Baton Rouge will be a pace factor. Ninth race, class 4 fillies and mares over 1400 meters. Greg Enyon has got Apri City in here, who is proven over this course and distance in the wet. My only weakness. Also has a speed figure of around 91. That's similar to what your Lekker Dun has and Supreme Fate. South of France rates in the high 80s. So they should all be competitive. This is closely clustered. Interesting one is Ketuba, won very fluently last time under similar circumstances, equipped with blinkers, and with further progress is likely to be a threat. Most of the form lines here tie in with those of Cutie Patootie, trained by Andre Nell. He is the trainer of Ketuba. So if there's a serious show of stable confidence about Ketuba's chances, it will certainly be worth respecting. That's the roundup. Challenging racing, be sure to check out if there's any track bias. Given all the rain about and the shift to the winter course, and with even the sprints being run around the turn in a few instances, tactics and jockeyship are going to play a big role